old friend, Eric, old friend. Time when I was Eric's teacher. A time of innocence. A time of confidence. Was my teaching true? Was the America that I loved, loved by Muslims? Was it loved by Negro peoples? Was it loved by Christians? Loved by Jews? Did we besmirch our character, or were we always like we are now? In the eyes of other peoples. If the record industry wants to sell albums, they've got to induce media to play albums. Create desire in the audience for the whole thing. Real love, tough love, love with reality in view. Picture of two folks jumping from the tower, holding hands. Picture of the towers blowing up again. Picture of the plane crashing into number two, etching its diagonal. Ejaculating flame. Oh! Welcome to a mind. Scenes coming one after another. Frames on a movie film. Soundtrack accompanying. Picture book in hand. Solomon's Sword. Math for children. Basic concepts. Steps along the path to knowledge. From feeling to distinction, to comparison, to feeling once again, to art. Change point of view. A skill that leads to understanding. Understanding. Leads to peace and resolution. This is the lesson of law. Lesson of life. Oh, real. I bring it to you. September 22, 2001. One bad math teacher. Fern's rules. Put the text right in there. Eric wants to know the method. Of building the network. Put out a message. Really powerful. Give the crowd of talent that assembled there last night something to focus on. Help me get this message to every child upon the planet. Christians revere the Trinity. E, Pi, and I, all together. Muslim worships one. And the Jew. The difference between the two lies in the zero. How does the Jewish concept of zero differ from the Muslim? What is nothingness to each? So Charlie is on a quest. I've sent him off in third person. Now spelling his name with a Y instead of IE. Hey, Charlie. Is your boat tie a camera? Is my paranoia real? Am I Bertrand Russell's chicken? Just before the farmer cuts its head off. Or unlike Russell's chicken. Do I know my doom will come one day? Thank you. The America of my youth was an idea that would never end. It was a spirit that would go forth to embrace all mankind. All mankind embracing it for love of it. Infinite justice, wielded by Solomon's sword. Indiana Jones. Shooting the turbaned Arab with the sword. Put that in right here. Suppose we produce a flow of digital material. Ask for help in editing to our story. Who produced that show I saw last night?
And together in one
back to audio. After a break, justice in one hand, knowledge in the other, both hands open. What is justice from the viewpoint of the other? My job is to pose the question to think about. That's what I'm good at. Jack and Lillian, slide right in here. Tell Jack's story. Graduate of Harvard Law School. Was it 1947? Went back to Pittsburgh. Helped a local media station, pro bono. Then, when TV came in, joined with his brother to build a company to help them get the signal up the hill. Sold it to John Malone. Took stock in TCI. left a bequest on his death, part of his estate, to Harvard Law School. Which his son Miles directed to the founding of the Berkman Center. To exemplify entrepreneurial non-profit. Exploration of cyberspace. The media environment. We are building, not yet built yet. Beside him, his wife Lillian. Successful businesswoman in her own right. J.I. Case Company. An art collector. When she died, she pushed us along our way with a second bequest. Thank you, Lillian. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Miles. Quest for America. America's quest. Perceived injustice is the fuel for terrorism. America, meet your enemies open-handed. Justice, true, perceived to be true. in one hand, knowledge in the other. Offer both. Both models of process. Invite interaction. Charlie's question. Question Charlie. Let it go. Both ways. Let my students assist. Both ways. Model of the laptops around the desk in the map room. Message going back and forth. Question, answer, discussion. Going out, coming back, learning waves, development waves, calming waves. Productive waves, smiling waves. Mask of Eon. Map filled in with color for every language we reach. Every state. Every university, every school, every home, every mind. Every language that reaches out to us. For every nation. For every school. Every family, every home, every child, every man, every woman. Eric, I want to build the website I envisioned long ago, back when, Eon. First appeared. Charlie now, behind the mask. I want to drive it with the energy of my students, my friends. Sylvie asks, should we wait until next September to hold Harvard's Internet and Society Conference? I ask, should we move it up to January? How would we conduct conferences in a global environment in which, let us say, no one is willing to travel more than 200 miles? Perhaps we should make it 100. Perhaps we should make it 10. Perhaps just one. Suppose we conducted a preliminary conference in January to test what we could do on such a regional basis. then be prepared to use it, if need be, in May. Could we get universities and schools to participate? Supported by whoever supports them.